We've got a massive fan base here, and we've got great fans, and they're always here, they're always backing the boys. And right now, we're not having the best of runs, and they're still backing us, they're still following us, and they're still cheering the boys on.
Do you realise how much the fans like to beat Leeds? It's not just, I think, Sheffield Wednesday. I think it's any team in South Yorkshire. They always love to get one over Leeds.
Yeah, definitely, because Leeds is a massive club as well. Like Leeds, their history is definitely up there. So it's to beat Leeds will be a big achievement. And right now they're on a good run, and we're not on the best of runs. So I reckon tomorrow could be the day where we mark stamp in the league, and hopefully get the points on the table that we need.
What have the last 2 weeks been like? I imagine they've been a bit frustrating, haven't they, having this international break now, and you'd have been eager to get back out there after the whole game.
Probably the international break probably could have helped us right now, because before it, we kept on just losing games. We've drew one game, but we lost seven in the last eight. So international break means we can go away, clear our minds, train, and then come back as a fresh start. It's like we've just had our pre-season again, and it's brand new season. So 30 more games to go, anything can happen.
That's an interesting take on it, and you suspect that's what the rest of the players feel, that this is a chance maybe to just forget about the last few games and just move on and start afresh.
Oh, definitely, because normally wants to remember that we've lost seven games in the last eight, and 2 weeks away from football, we were in training, but 2 weeks away from not playing a match really does help, especially when you're losing, so we can forget everything that's went bad and think about all the positives that we had.
Can you quite believe that you're on the run that you are on? Because you started the season so well, there was so much momentum after the promotion, and it's kind of caught people off guard, I think the fans in particular, that this run has happened.
Ah, definitely. It's one of those things where we've jumped from League One to the Championship, and from the Championship, only way, if you one more step up and you're in the Prem. Mm. And that's what shows the standard of the Championship. Premier League is the best league in the world, I feel anyway, and to be in the Championship, and you can't say 10 games in we're not rock bottom, third from bottom, we'd like to be better, but you've got to take where you are and you've got to just move on and keep pushing until things start going your way. And all the results that we have lost and stuff like that, it's not been bad performances, it's just things just haven't gone our way. Like the Wolves game, I reckon we should have had a pen. But we've just got to take it as it goes, and hopefully we can kill the rot that we have tomorrow.
Do you feel pressure as a group to turn this around?
Oh, definitely. We don't want to keep losing games. We want to push and hopefully push for promotion. So 30 games to go, anything can happen. Championship's unpredictable game. Championship's unpredictable league, and anything can happen. One person can be at the bottom one league and can be at the top and after 10 games, so anything can happen really.
I think it could be argued that this is a good game to have on a Friday night on the TV, great atmosphere, big local derby. If you are going to turn it around, there's no better place than to kick start it with a win against Leeds, is there?
Ah, definitely. It would be the perfect, it would be ideal to kick it off on TV. And to be honest, I feel that the boys are ready.